meet a flaccid dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good Monday evening, everybody. I am your host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, which will be a shortened show due to the holiday. I am Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Thank you very much for joining me on this fantastic day. That is Labor Day. Hope all you guys had a very safe weekend and got to get out on the water, do some little fishing. We had some pretty nice weather down here in Central Florida, so I know I was able to get out and do a little bit of fishing in the last couple of days, and it was good. It was good. Today was probably the highlight of the last 4 days I fished. Got a chance to take my oldest son, Trey, who's three, and my wife out to one of the islands in the Intercoastal and spend the day out there on the island just soaking up rays and catching some little fish. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with our system, man. I don't know why it always says you're buffering, or it always says it's buffering. Yeah, I don't know. Mark Loesher, can you hear me? You're in the chat room there. Perhaps. Bueller. Mr. Rob, bad backcast of war. How are you, sir?
Yo. I'm good.
Yeah. Good.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
We got Temper Yak from over in Okinawa, Japan, tuning in, listening to us there in the chat room. I appreciate that. That's awesome, man.
Good deal.
Yeah. That's like the furthest away I think anyone's ever listened to my show. I don't know. Were you able to hear the audio before you called in?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't try to.
Oh, okay. Because Steve Chapman's not able to listen.
Sorry, hopefully, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully everybody else can hear me. Perhaps. But anyhow, how did you spend your weekend, brother?
Oh, God, it was very busy over the weekend. Lots of birthday parties and things like that. My brother turned 32, and a couple other friends' birthdays, so I didn't get to go fishing.
Wow. Well, you still had a good opportunity to get together with some folks and spend some good quality time. That's awesome.
Sure.
Sure. Oh, goodness. Nothing beats being on the water. Today was a very cool day. One of the things that we wanted to do, me and Jess, for a while now, is start to make kind of a routine of taking Trey out to the islands in the Intercoastal, because it's a safe place for him to be. And what was I going to say? There's a lot of things for him to explore, and shells and whatnot from the collect, and the fishing tends to be pretty decent around those little islands, so it's pretty cool. Today was a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky really. Nice and calm weather. The river was like glass almost the entire morning. Where we were at, we were right off the side of one of the major causeways, and it was pretty good. Mr. Lozier is in the chat room, who is our Tuesday night host, and he says that you went out fishing, caught reds and trout, and you left the flounder alone for me until we get up there. Kudos to you, sir. And get up there means the boondoggle. Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. Dude, I am so ready to go to Virginia Beach. Like, I haven't been this excited about a fishing trip in a very long time. This is going to be way cooler than going to Chokoloski. For me, anyway. God, I hope I catch some flounders. If I get up there and get skunked on flounders, I'm just going to stop fishing. I'll cancel my show. Sell all my stuff. Actually, I'll just donate all my stuff to you, Rob.
Right.
But I don't know. But boondoggle.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Now, I have to say that a couple of my guys from Space Coast Kayak Anglers got out on the water, and I have to take a second to say that I'm very proud of a few of them for getting their not only their first saltwater fish on fly, but first redfish on fly. I know Austin got his first saltwater fish on fly. He just bought a fly outfit like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and caught a couple trout on fly, which was pretty awesome. And then a couple of the other guys that went, Jim Schaefer, he was able to pick up his first redfish on fly. Actually, I think he got two that day. And I know Lenny, who's usually in the chat room from Black Dog Custom Rods, I heard he broke off a nice snook, like a 30-plus inch snook, and caught a smaller snook and a redfish. Oh, Austin also caught a catfish on fly. Kind of sucks. I can honestly say that's one thing I haven't done yet, caught a catfish on fly rod. That's pretty cool, though. Hey, it's a fish, whatever. And Pepe, as most of you guys know, apparently he was skunked pretty bad on the redfish all day as guys are catching them all around him. And then he gets all the way back to the launch, and they're just about to pull the kayaks up on the sand, and he looks over, and laying on a sandbar is a 26-inch fish. And so he throws a slayer at it, and it ate it. So that was pretty awesome. Whatever. Got to go because the Virginia Tech Hokie game is on. Well, Virginia Tech sucks, so they're going to lose anyway. And you never come on my show anyways there, Mark. Thanks, buddy. Go Gators. Anyway, I got a lot of things coming up this week, Rob. I've got the 24-hour fishathon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
24 hours in a kayak.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I got a whole team signed up.
Cool.
And, we're going to... Should be good, man. Should be good. We've got, I think, five or six of us. Gene McElroy, my dad, Alan from Space Coast Kayak Anglers. Richard Good from Harry Goods is on the team, but I don't think he's fishing 24 hours. I'm not real sure what we're going to do with that. But anyway, 24 hours sitting in a kayak fishing. What do you think about it?
That's pretty cool. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I remember how to paddle. I haven't been out in so long.
Yeah. It's all for good cause. It's for recycled fish. Or I should say recycledfish. I want to say it's .org. Puts that on. And, I don't know. It's going to be fun, but bring your preparation H. I'm in a Jackson kayak, so I don't have to worry about preparation H. I'm comfortable in my seat. But I will probably have one of those little donut things you sit on if you do need preparation aids, just to be comfortable, a little bit more comfortable. But I was going to say, yeah, I don't know, man. We're supposed to be trying to raise money. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a native, too. Gator Dave, they're in the chat room. And natives are comfortable. That's why I still own one. But don't tell Jackson. But anyway, so, yeah, we're supposed to be trying to raise money to help them out. And then also, too, half of whatever we raise will go towards buying trash kits that we can pass out at seminars and whatnot here in Brevard County, to get people to stop at each of their launches or whatever on the way home and please pick up all the trash that they see laying around and others leave. Hopefully what it'll do is it will facilitate people to stop throwing crap all over the places. The launch we were at today, I picked up seven beer cans and a couple of pieces of plastic. It was just, like, ridiculous. That's one small little area. And that wasn't even that bad. Sorry, buddy. To answer your question, I will probably be in the CUDA. I think I'm going to let my dad use the tuna. So, but anyway, yeah. The trash, man. The trash along the Indian River Lagoon system is just atrocious. It's sickening. I don't really understand why people do that. You know, in certain areas of the river, the launch areas literally look like landfills. Like, there's tires, there's TVs, there's like mattresses, there's a sofa. I mean, really? I just, whatever. Topic, dude, that I can just go off on a tangent and probably piss off a lot of people, but I'll refrain. Do you guys have any of that issue over there, Rob?
Yeah. Our always popular spoil islands out here are very, from, you know, people go camping on them and they leave giant, you know, boxes of empty bush beer suitcases behind, things like that. I mean, just total pigs, you know. I don't know why people don't take it with them.
Yeah. Well, what I used to do when we were younger, we'd go out and camp on an island for, like, seemed like a week at a time, and just kind of live off of whatever it was that we caught. We'd bring, like, rations just in case we had a bad day or whatever. We used to just burn most of the stuff most of the extra trash that wasn't going to be, like, really hazardous. We'd either burn a lot, like, our paper goods, you know, like our paper cups or napkins, paper towels, paper plates. And then, but for the most part, we just bagged it all up and threw it in the back of the canoe and, you know, bring it home in trash bags. It's not a big deal. Just clean up after yourself. I mean, like today at the island we were at, we're like paddling around the back side of the island, and it's pretty cool.
That's what, you know, it just comes from my background in backpacking. You know, it was, you know, you always try to leave the least impact that you can, you know, while you're out there. You know, you don't want to let anybody, you know, basically the idea is to not let anybody know that you were out there. You know, don't disturb anything. So it, you know, helps everything a lot better. And a lot of people are very anti environmental protection and things like that. They think it limits their good time. There's been a huge, you know, jump in that there's so many regulations now that you can't even go. You know, that's what a lot of people think that. But, I mean, I'm not one of them, and I'm glad that the regulations are in place with a lot of stuff, especially Florida state parks and things of that nature. It's you know, I think it's good. And you just need to, you know, it's your responsibility to keep it to keep it clean. So even if you, you know, if it behooves you, take a trip out to one of the islands and feel free to fill up your kayak with all sorts of garbage.
Yeah, well, you know what, dude? That's the reason why with our group I decided to adopt an area of the wildlife refuge for us to clean up. So Space Coast Kayak Anglers has officially adopted West Gator Creek out by the Mariana Wildlife Refuge. And I chose West Gator Creek because West Gator Creek tends to be the nastiest place along the entire wildlife refuge. I didn't pick a spot that's clean and we can go there and just be like, okay, cool, we'll put in 30 minutes and this place is spotless. I picked probably one of the worst soft spots in the entire area. I think Alan, who's in the chat room, could attest for the fact that West Gator Creek is just disgusting. I mean, it's really, really bad. And a lot of it is just the trash that blows up against the bank from floating across the river, floating down the river, depending upon which way the wind blows. But, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I could tell you that, I could tell you that ever since I became a father and I wanted to get my boys involved in the outdoors, this is something that's really changed in me. I mean, I would pass by like an empty can and just leave it there. If I wouldn't throw an empty can on the ground, but if somebody else had just thrown trash on the ground, whatever, I used to just leave it there because I didn't want to touch it. I mean, I just didn't want to mess with it. And it was just, I don't know, man. Like now I want Trey to understand that, you know, look, here's the deal. Every time we go to the island, we pick up what's there. And I told him, that's weird. Says that I logged out. I guess I did. Am I still in? Does anybody hear me? Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alan, you still hear me there in the chat room, buddy? I don't know what just happened. I think I lost service for a second and now. Oh, yeah, he's typing. He must have heard me.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway. All right, cool. So anyway, like today we're getting ready to leave. And me and the missus had a few adult beverages while we were kayaking. And they thought it to take the empty beer bottles and fill them full of sand. So whatever. I mean, whatever floats his boat, right? He's happy little kid. So, but at the end of the day, he goes, Daddy, we got to put these bottles in the cooler. I'm like, you're right. We do have to put those bottles back in the cooler. Sand and all, I don't care. And so we put all the bottles back in the cooler, one by one. And then he would, like, walk around and pick up this and pick up that and just throw it in the kayak. And I'm cool with that. And that was awesome. I mean, he's three. You know, he gets it. And because I remember one time I took him to one spot and he goes, this place is a mess. That's exactly what he said. And anyway, so all of that aside, these cleanup kits, basically what they are is a reusable bag. A reusable, like, mesh bag, almost like a giant chum bag that you can use to pick up trash along the intercoastal whenever you're out in the water. They would cost nothing to the people who we hand them out to, obviously. And then the other part of the money that we're trying to raise, if we raise enough, I'd like to cut a check to, or have Recycled Fish cut a check in the name of Space Coast Kayak Anglers team to Bonefish Tarpon Trust for whatever we can give them, because everybody knows that, you know, that's one of my favorite organizations to donate to. Kayak Fishing Radio is a sponsor of Bonefish Tarpon Trust, if you guys didn't know that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be fun, man. It's just different. I saw it on Facebook, the 24-hour thing. And I was like, fishing in a kayak for 24 hours? Let's do it. It just sounds like a plan. You don't have to be in a kayak. I mean, you can fish. You can wade fish. You can be in a boat. You can fish however you want to fish. But you know, it's 24 hours. So you can't, I mean, you could stop, I'm sure, to take a break or have a short nap maybe, but I'm going to try and pound Red Bulls into my eyeballs when I bulge out of my head. And then,
so what's your strategy for that? Are you going to stay in one spot? Or are you going to move around or what?
No, my strategy is basically right now that I don't have a strategy. Jean McElroy, I saw she messaged me earlier on Facebook, and I forgot to get back with her because she's going to fish with us as well. And we were talking about fishing down near Sebastian because I think it'll give us a better opportunity to catch fish all, you know, for the whole time we're there. They'll hit all the tides, you know, the incoming, the outgoings, and the slack tide periods. But even at night, there's still tons of stuff going on down there, you know. I mean, mullet are getting thrashed and everything else is going on. So, and there's a good possibility to catch some big fish. There's a competition that kind of goes along with this, which is obviously secondary to what it's all about. But if we can come up with some really nice fish, put on the board, I don't know. There's prizes that the team can win and all kinds of stuff. So, I don't know. It's going to be fun. It'll be cool just to say, yeah, I did it, you know. Yeah, I sat in a kayak for 24 hours. Whatever. I don't know. We'll see. I may have to have Alan slap me in the face every, like, 4 hours after midnight to wake me up or something. I don't know. But, yeah, it should be fun. I'm definitely going to cheat as far as using bait is concerned. Not cheat in a contest because you're allowed to use whatever you want. But, yeah, yes, it will, Steve. My tush will be sore. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to bring the cast net. Maybe get some mullet, maybe have some shrimp, and then so at night I can soak a rod and just kind of sit back and chill, drink something to keep me awake, Mountain Dews or something, I don't know. Because I don't know how well, where we will be, how well artificials are going to pan out for us in the evening hours for the most part. The way I looked at it, I don't think we're going to have much moonlight at all, so... But anyway, if anybody's listening and would like to donate to our cause, you can go to Recycled Fish, their website. I think it's recycledfish.org. And go to the 24-hour fishathon. Find our team on the team list, which is Space Coast Kayak Anglers. And there's a little icon down there you can donate. If you donate, I appreciate it. If you have anybody you know who owns a business or whatever that would like to become part of their Century Club, which is a $100 donation, they give you a free, well, not free because you donate $100, but they give you a customized fish print. It'll have your name on it, everything. So it's pretty cool. Alan says Jaeger bombs. It's got Red Bull. Yeah, no. I think I'll be doing any Jaeger bombs, man. If I do Jaeger bombs, I'll be chumming the water, so at least maybe then we'll have opportunities for sharks. That'll be good. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be fun. It'll be good times. And then, let's see, the next week, I think it's the next week, we have, are you guys taking any breaks to get the blood flow in your legs? Yeah, Gator Day. I'm going to stop and get off at a sandbar or something every so often. And plus, too, it's just good to stand up every now and again. I mean, you can stand in a kayak, but it's just nice to get on land. But anyway, so I think next week is the Cars Park deal, if I'm correct. I think so. I should have that information in front of me. But the Cars Park Fishing Tournament is being hosted by Orlando Kayak Fishing Club, another great kayak fishing club in the Central Florida area. And it should be a good event. I mean, they're going to try and help to bring some money into Cars. For those of you who don't know what Cars Park is, Well, yeah, Gator Dave's going to the Cars Park tourney. Cool. Awesome, bro. Are you going to spend the night at the campground? That's the answer. If you're going to spend the night at the campground, because it's going to be crazy. That's all I'm saying. Bring a tent and liquor. No. So the Cars Park deal will be cool. Cars Park is a private, or was a private tournament. And, yeah, it's the same week as the Pompano Kayak Tournament. I don't think that anybody was worried too much about the guys up here going down to fish the Pompano event. It's just, I don't know. I think there's like two or three guys out of either one of our groups, Orlando Kayak Club and then our Space Coast Kayak Anglers, that are planning on going down to the Pompano event. So if you're listening to the podcast and you don't know what the Pompano Kayak Tournament is, it's the Extreme Kayak Fishing Series, I think is what it is. Those are those crazy guys that run off the beach and catch wahoo and dolphin and sailfish and blackfin tunas and amberjacks and groupers and all kinds of fun stuff down south. So it's the same weekend. If you don't want to make it out to Cars and you want to go to the Pompano event, do so. It's going to be a great event. But anyway, the folks who run Cars Park is basically the Cars Park is run by NASA, or the government, if you will. And with NASA basically no longer being what it was, the funding for the park itself is becoming harder and harder to come by. Mr. Steve Chapman in the chat room there can give you the rundown on it. He knows the ins and outs and workings of it. But all I know is that they're in desperate need of people to show up and support the park itself as a non-private, now public type park. So they're going to allow us to camp there, which normally you'd have to be a member to camp there. They're going to allow us to camp there for the tournament, and it should be a good time. But it sits right on the edge of the no motor zone in the Banana River. So should be interesting. There's been a lot of snook caught up there lately. There's been a lot of big redfish caught up there lately. A few big trout. I know some guys that have caught some small tarpon and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff to go on up there. It's a really cool place. Cars Park's a really neat park. In fact, I actually thought about trying to get involved with that, some kind of way to maybe bring a boondoggle to Cars Park. I think that would be pretty cool. But so yeah, it's $25 entry fee if anybody wants to fish it, and a portion of that money will go to Cars. I believe it's just the $5 launch fee, and then whatever spent in the store and whatever spent camping wise, the rest, I believe, and don't quote me on it, but I believe the rest of it goes to prizes. So either way, it'll be a good event, man. There's going to be a lot of people out there, I think. I don't know. I might try and sneak out and fish it. There, I know I'm going to be there either way with a trailer full of Jackson kayaks for people to try if you want to. So come on out. Should be fun. But, yeah. And then what? What are we now? What's today, the 4th? Rob?
Today's the 3rd.
The 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
So we're what, like basically 32 days away from our boondoggle?
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet. For all the information on the boondoggle, go over to yakangler.com.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
yakangler.com/boondoggle. Also, too, yakangler.com and Kayak Fishing Radio are still doing the 2012 Kayak Angler Choice Awards. I think the nominations are done as of Saturday, I believe. Rob, do you know?
I really don't. I'm sorry.
No problem. I think that they're done. But anyway, so go to yakangler.com/choice and see where we're at with that. If you didn't get a chance to nominate anybody for anything, or the kayak that you use for the kayak of the year, whatever, don't worry about it. There's always next year. But if you weren't nominated, or your buddy didn't nominate you, or nobody nominated your buddy or whatever, you can't be mad at us, because we don't do this. We leave it open to the public. So we don't put the nominations in. We rely on everyone who listens to these shows, the four shows we do here, and then also the guys who are in yakangler.com and fine folks, Florida Sportsman Magazine and their forum, who Benita Bob posted it up in there. So I think everybody's had an ample opportunity to see it on the various blogs as well. So last year we caught a bunch of heat from people because they were upset their buddy wasn't nominated as Kayak Angler of the Year. Well, if you didn't nominate him, you can't be mad. So, you know, nominate yourself next year or whatever. If it's still open, nominate yourself now if you want to. It's just for fun. You know, you don't win anything besides bragging rights and say that your peers think that you're the best or whatever, or, you know, whichever kayak company wins the Kayak of the Year or whatever, they have, like, bragging rights, so to speak, that the kayak fish community thinks that they're the best or whatever. So it's fun. Fun stuff. Oh, man, what else you got, Rob? Anything?
Not that I can aware of. Not that I can think of. It's kind of uneventful going on over here in Chad Backass Lane. Sorry, I wish I had something for you.
No, it's all right, man. I'm just wore out, man. The sun took a lot out of me today. And let's see. Fishing report. Here's a fishing report for you. Mullet run has been going on for months, apparently. I've seen scores and scores of mullet in the river, just tons of them. And so I don't think that's going to be an issue. Alan asked if the water's getting better anywhere. The water in the Mosquito Lagoon is straight mud. Looks like crap. So no, that's not getting any better. The water in the Indian River today was rather clear. We were in about 4 foot of water at one point, 4 or 5 foot of water at one point today, and I could see the bottom pretty good. So that wasn't too bad. I know the water down south or near Sebastian's getting a little bit better. The whole river as a whole seems to look a little bit healthier right now. Semper Yak, listen, man, I appreciate you being here. Take it easy, bud, and be safe over there in Japan. But, I don't know, whatever. We're getting into September, we're in September now, so hopefully we'll start to see a little bit of a cool down in the weeks to come. I doubt it, but hopefully we do, and that'll help to kill off some of this algae and some of the plankton that's swarming in the lagoon. And that will allow us to get out and do some more sight fishing, which most of us love to do. But the fishing's still good, even though the water's dirty, so don't discount going up there just because the water's filthy. I mean, the fishing's truly still really, really good. I got buddies that are boat guides that are putting their clients on double-digit redfish, sight fishing them. They look at the tails and stuff that are still, you know, they're still eating. They got to eat. So it's pretty good. The central part of the Mosquito Lagoon has been really, really active. There's been a lot of fish caught out there, and you haven't really seen a whole lot of guys. There hasn't been a whole lot of folks in those areas. I think in the 3 or 4 trips I've made there in the last 2 weeks, I've seen 3 boats and 2 kayaks. So that's out of all the trips. So that's not bad. It's a lot quieter out there right now because the water's dirty. But I don't know. There's some places to the north that I like to fish. Mr. Steve Chapman there in the chat room got me all excited about going to a spot where he's been slaying them, and I hadn't had a chance to get up there and do that yet. But I'm going to try, hopefully in the upcoming weeks. We'll see. But what was I going to say? Should be interesting to see what happens, like I say, in the next couple of weeks. Thursday? No, I can't, buddy. I'm sorry. I'm going to be out at Kayaks by Bo on Thursday. They're going over to the Surf Expo, so I got to watch the shop for them. They're going to look at paddle boards. So Kayaks by Bo won't just have kayaks, they'll also have paddle boards. And Alan, I believe we're getting a shipment of Jackson's this week. We were supposed to get them last week, but I believe we're getting a shipment of Jackson's this week. Just so you know there, buddy. But that, I guess I'm pretty much done for the night, man. I'm just tired. I'm sorry. I didn't have more information for you guys. Everything we caught in the last couple of days has been caught on paddle tails. I've been throwing flares. I just believe in the product now. I think the oversized shad tail, that is the SST. This fish just can't stand it, man. I just want to kill it. So it works. And I did real well the other day. I ended up with 7 redfish, lost one next to the boat, and I went 6 for 9 on tarpon. On all the tarpon were on fly, all the redfish were on Slayer SSTs in the molting color, and all the reds were tailing, and they were in the sparse grass. They weren't in the real thick stuff. So if you guys get an opportunity to make it over here, check out Slayer Inc. On the web. You can order straight off their website if you don't have a local spot to pick them up. Gator Dave, the tarpon were small. We affectionately call them ditch tarpon. However, some of them were actually a bit larger than what I have been catching. Since we had all that rainfall from the tropical storm, I think some bigger ones had moved in. I'd say average size fish is probably 24 to 28 inches long, and I got a couple of them over 34, 35 inches. So some decent ones. I wasn't out in the refuge, if anyone's asking. I was in another secret spot that my buddy told me about. So, but it was awesome. They were everywhere. But what was I going to say? Yeah, there you go. Slayers. And I rigged them weedless. I didn't have them on jig heads. I rigged them weedless on a 3-0 hook, and it worked out pretty well. The only two places I know in Brevard County right now that are selling those Slayers are Strike Zone and Kayaks by Bo. So, and then you can always order them off their website, like I say. And I believe we're trying to get them into Mosquito Creek Outdoors as well over there for you Orlando guys. So maybe look for that to happen hopefully soon. And that's about it, man. That's all I got. What do you think about that, Rob?
I think that's awesome.
You all excited about the boondoggle, man? Ready to go or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Sweet. You bringing anything special up there? Any kind of unique items?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Gator Dave says booze.
I'm bringing me, man. I'm bringing me.
Yeah, Rob is bringing the sideshow that is Rob DeVore.
Right.
Rob doesn't drink, so I don't think
Rob
would be bringing.
I do, but in moderation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm. I'll have a beer or two.
Sweet. Well, I believe I have to get in touch with contact that Steve Chapman put me in contact with, but I believe that Tito's vodka is still going to be the official vodka of the boondoggle.
Nice.
So, yeah, nice. If you've never had a beverage mixed with Tito's vodka, you're missing out, because it is awesome. And it's made in America. So you can't beat that, made in Texas. So, it's American. Anyway, Steve Chapman's voice. Here you go.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
So please, if you guys have nothing going on and you feel like getting involved in a getting involved in the boondoggle, drive north on Interstate 95 until you reach the Virginia area and then find it from there, because I don't have the directions in front of me. But October 5th through the 8th, there'll be well over, well, I will say well over 50 people there. I'm sure we're going to have close to 100, if not more than even that. One of the things that we're having an issue with, however, folks, is if you plan on being there, you really, really, really have to go to yakangler.com and make sure you let people know that, make sure that you let everybody know that you're going to be there, A, and that you're going to be there for dinner on Saturday night, because we're trying to get a head count of everyone who's going to be there and guests so that we can tell the restaurant how many people we need to make food for. We have a barbecue joint up there that's going to cater basically for us, and it'll be somewhere between $10 and $20 a plate. And so I guess there's going to be some live music outside after we're done that they just normally have up there. So it should be a good time. The fishing should be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, whatever. Let's try and get everybody up there, as many people from Florida as we can. We have our first international traveler who's going to join us in Virginia Beach, and that will be Mike the Bonefish Junkie from Nassau, Bahamas. So he's going to fly up and join us for the festivities. He might just win the furthest distance traveled to a boondoggle. I don't know. I think we got some guys coming from Texas, so that might be close, because you're only talking about, 145 nautical miles, I think, from here to Nassau. So I don't know how much further it is to Texas from here. I'm sure it's more than that, but I don't know. Anyway, regardless, it'll be a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's going to be it'll be good times, man. It'll be good times. Well worth everybody's time to get up there. And hopefully we'll have somebody bring along some music. I think we're allowed to have small little campfires outside the cabins. Right, Rob?
What's that?
You're gonna partake in some banjo music?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, it's getting out of hand. All right, folks, listen, I appreciate you tuning in, and again, I hope you guys had a safe holiday weekend, and have a safe holiday evening, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. See you guys later.
Yeah, man. See you. Thank you, Jackson Kayaks. Thank you, Kayaks by Bow. Thank you, Bending Branches. Slayer Inc., Yeti Coolers, YakAngler.com, Steve Chapman, Mike Ortigo, Tackle Webs. If you don't have a Tackle Webs, get one. Mike actually sent me a really funny picture. If you don't have a Tackle Webs, bleep you. Whatever. All right. See ya. Oh, one more thing. Trey, thank you so much for today. It was awesome watching you catch fish. You make me proud, buddy. Love you. Good night.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Give me the Flats of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Whoa! Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.